Advisory Council.
Thank you, Mr. President. As council may recall, we have to do one of these reports annually now to the state. Originally, comp plans are every 5 years. Now they're every 10 years, with the caveat that you have to do an annual report. This is the fifth such report that we've submitted or prepared, and it covers the period July 1, 2015 through June 30, 2016. And it is in the same format as what we've done in the past successfully with the state. A couple of just the highlights in this, and it looks back over some of the events or accomplishments, I guess, of the county. So we reference the fact that Sussex County has kicked off preparations of its next comprehensive plan report. We go through some of the land use data, which I'll just go through quickly. This came from the Planning and Zoning Department. There were 124 applications filed for all types of land use approvals, which included 14 new subdivision applications for a total of 579 lots, 21 rezoning applications, and 22 applications for conditional use permits. And there were also 67 site plans during the period covered by the report. We touch upon a few of the more significant applications, just to give sort of an idea of what the county's been dealing with. We talked about what you all just addressed, which is that the county has undertaken a complete rewrite of its signed ordinance. We referenced the exercise the county went through dealing with time extensions and some other things in the land use portion. With the assistance of county engineering, we gave a little update on wastewater, including the fact that there were 1,141 new EDUs added to county sewer during the reporting year. And we also mentioned the fact that during the past year, the county went to the new Sussex County Unified Sanitary Sewer District. As far as housing, we talked about that we're looking at a rewrite, or at least revisiting, the county's moderately priced housing unit or rental unit programs. The fact that we've got one of those that wants to go forward, but we need to make it so it's workable and usable by the development community. So we reference that. And also just generally the fact that Sussex County continues to independently promote affordable housing projects in various ways through the community development department. And then finally, we touched upon some economic development in the county, looking at some of the things that have happened, the Purdue agribusiness relocation, some of the healthcare expansions, Dogfish Head technology businesses, and that sort of thing. So it's kind of a snapshot of what's happened in Sussex County. And with that, I just would ask for a simple motion just to approve this document so we can send it on to the state.
Got one quick question.
Sure.
The extension, the zoning extension thing that we did but first of the year, that permitted X number of lots to survive through that whole process. The 579 doesn't include any of that, right? Because there's understanding there's supposedly 3,000 lots also?
Right. The 579 was the number of lots
newly created
that were created during this reporting year from July 1 to June 30.
But basically from January, with the ones that survived the extension, we basically have we still have 3,000 unbuilt lots, right?
I'm not sure the exact number. That'd
I
be
thought
a
it was something close to
question, but
it was a huge number. It seemed like okay. But that 579 didn't include that.
And of those, I don't know of the ones that were extended, how many stayed alive after the end of that 6 month extension.
Okay.
I'd like to know.
Any more questions of?
Yes,
certainly
Mr.
find
President.
That out.
Well, yeah.
Well, this has gotten this had nothing to do with comp.
No, I'm saying right. I'm just
no,
in
it's
general,
the snapshot. No, it does the snapshot though? It does.
And just like
but those, what you're talking about, were things that would have been approved in previous years.
Yeah, that's correct.
I guess what's on the
it wasn't
what's
new,
on the
was
what's on the
already.
Table?
It wasn't there, right?
Mm-hmm. What's on the table? I'm just trying to get an idea of what's
That'd
on.
That'd be a
the
question, of Mr. Lang. Not I think.
Yeah. Okay, that's right. Yeah.
Well, we can do it later.
We can do it now.
Oh, okay. Come right on down here.
I just want to get a sense of what's coming.
Pardon?
Just want to get a sense of what we know is coming, or we hope is coming.
Yeah, well, the number that Vince gave were the application that we received during that year for new projects.
Right.
Understand.
Right. So what we had in the time extension was, I forget the actual number, but it was pushing 3,000 probably.
Pushing 3,000, okay.
3,000.
The ones that go back as far as 04, 05 that were continually, you get so many years to get final approval, you have 5 years to build it. Some of those weren't built, and that's what they were asked for extensions. And some of those had to go back and reapply for conservation district approval because of regulation changes, Delta approval regulation changes.
In process.
Same problem. regulation change. A lot of those, but that's why.
Okay.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah, just, that's a better snapshot, I think, for me, because I guess the impression is there's a, if somebody said, what's your inventory of lots out there? You're talking 3,500.
A lot more than that.
Oh, yeah, by 10,000.
Well, I mean, that haven't been started. I mean, in other words, new applications plus, right.
There are projects that haven't started.
There's projects ongoing, but I'm just saying, there's 3,500 out there that not even ready.
And some of these projects don't have to really get substantially under construction for almost 5 years.
Right.
They got final approval now they have 5 years. Based on
a
regulation.
Okay.
Okay.
Quick question, Mr. President, and that would be, we present this to the governor's advisory.
It runs sort of through the Office of State Planning Coordination and then works its way out.
But in the end, what's the purpose? I mean, so what is the end game at their point? I mean, at their level, at the governor's level? I mean, is this just kind of a compilation of each of the counties and then?
Yeah, what they do is then they hold on to it and keep it for their records just so they kind of know what's happening and what's evolving in all the jurisdictions. It's not just us, since we went from 5 years to 10 years on the comprehensive plan. They just didn't want to have that big of a gap without some updates along the way.
Sure. So, okay, very good. Thank you.
And as I said, this is the format. This is the fifth one, and this is the format that they advised us to use at the outset, and we've kind of followed it each year, so it's been fine.
Any more questions, Council? Entertain a motion to approve the annual comprehensive plan report to the Governor's Advisory Council.
So moved, Mr. President.
Motion, Mr. Cole, second. Mr. Wilson, any questions? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Starlet.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Obvious, Mr. Carey. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. And just one point I'd like to make, too, just for the benefit of the public and council. All these reports are on the county's website if anybody wants to see them.
Right. Okay, good.
This year, well, will be in the past four.
That's a good question if anybody wants to see them.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Jim Hicken, hangar lease assignment.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Actually, I should have told Robin that that should be a ground lease assignment. It's a ground lease with a privately owned hangar. That's lot number 5. That's on our corporate hangar taxi lane. It's the farthest one away from the terminal. To give you an idea where that is. The current tenant is MNC Group, Inc. They'd like to assign the lease to Seneca Flight, LLC. Seneca Flight is a sole owner, LLC. It's owned by Dr. C.W. Galuli. Who's here today with his wife, Marnie, excuse me, in case you have any questions. Dr. Gulley has an extensive background in management, executive-type positions, and the banking business. So we're very excited about having that kind of a tenant out there that might see the opportunity in the hangar and take it even farther than what it is. The details were in the packet, but basically it's a 30-year lease. The first term expires in 2037. The rent right now is about $9,200. So unless you have any questions.
Mr. Moore, I got one question for you.
Yes.
Posted agenda says hangar lease assignment. Now we understand it is not a hangar, it is ground lease. Are we still okay with that, or we need to?
Is this time sensitive?
Yes, very. It's the MNC Group lease.
I'm just going by what their posted agenda says. That's what I'm going by.
This would put anyone on notice that it's concerning the hangar of the MC Group Inc. at the airport. And so anyone would have the opportunity to come in and listen to what was being said.
Okay, so we're okay.
Yes.
Okay. Read your motion, please, sir.
Be it moved that the Sussex County Council approve the assignment of the agreement of lease for lot C5 at Delaware Coastal Airport with MNC Group, Inc., dated May 16, 2006, to Seneca Flight, LLC.
Pleasure, Council.
Make the motion.
Motion, Mrs. Deaver.
Second,
Mr. Arlett. Any questions?
Yes.
Mr. Arlett.
Just so I fully understand, this is already currently being leased,
yes.
Correct? And
yes.
And we are approving of a sublease.
No, this is not.
This is a replacement.
Right.
Okay. I just thank you. Wanted that clarification.
Are we increasing the rent?
No, there's no opportunity to do that.
Right.
New opportunity to up the rent?
Until the lease, first lease expires, right?
Correct. When did the current lease expire?
2037.
2037.
Well, I mean, the tenant, let me rephrase the question. You mentioned this is a new tenant, so when did the previous tenant vacate?
They haven't. This is an assignment of the lease.
Okay.
So it's the same lease we signed in 2006. It's just a new name on it.
Okay.
Okay. More questions to council? We'll take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Arlette?
Yes, and welcome.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Mr. Thomas, Sussex County Multi-Jurisdictional Hazard Mitigation Plan Update.
Oh, boy.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Come before you this morning to provide you a report on the update to our county jurisdictional hazard mitigation plan. The first plan was adopted in 2005 as part of the county's All Hazards Plan. It serves as a comprehensive long-term planning tool used to identify strategies. The overall goal of the effort is to reduce or eliminate the loss of human life and damage to property as a result of hazards, both natural and man-made. The Disaster Mitigation Act, passed in 2000, requires states and local governments to develop and approve hazard mitigation plans in order to be eligible for post-disaster hazard mitigation funding. Every 5 years, FEMA requires us to update our plan. The update will consist of discussing timelines for implementation of mitigation actions, as well as describe specific expectations and roles for the state, county, and local officials. We have selected a consultant. Their name is the Olson Group. I have some representatives of the consultant with us this morning, and what we thought we'd do is take a few moments to provide you an update on the progress of we are currently in doing updating our plan. We started this back in January, and we're close to finishing, but we felt it was prudent for us to come before you and at least give you an idea of what's being discussed and give you a progress report. So with that, Anthony Mangieri from the Olson Group will come forward, and I'm going to turn it over to him so he can discuss where we are. I believe you have a paper in your packet, which we're going to display on the board, so you can follow by. Anthony?
Good morning. Thank you for allowing me to speak with you this morning. What I wanted to do is give you an overview of where we're at and what we're doing in the process. The hazard mitigation plan is currently more than half in draft form. There are seven sections and attachments. 1, 2, 3, and 7 are done in draft form. They provide kind of an overview of the strategy, an overview of the history of the county, and information about risk and vulnerability. I'll get multifunctional in a minute. We're in the process of updating the risk assessment and the sections dealing with capability and resources and focusing on strategies with each municipalities. It's important to understand that while this is a county plan, municipalities are tied into the plan for a variety of reasons. Number one is because it allows kind of a regional approach to issues of vulnerability, risk, and development, and at the same time, a lot of municipalities would be repeating material, so it's a way for them and the county to comply with federal regulations within the federal code 44 CFR 201.6 to meet FEMA's requirements for funding in future disasters and other issues. We're in the process, as I said, of updating this, and we have meetings scheduled over the next 2 days with municipalities from the county where we could talk about what are their capabilities, what plans do they have, and strategies. We'll also look at what are their priorities as far as risk, vulnerability, projects potentially. There's no money attached to it per se, but it gives us a strategy of where to look and what to look for in the future as opportunity for risk reduction comes into play. We're working right now to secure data on hazardous materials that have happened, incidents that have happened in the county. We just collected that. So we're looking really at the last 5 years. What has changed is a better way to describe it than writing an entire new plan. It's what has evolved and changed. Obviously, Sandy and incidents and development and growth have occurred. So we're looking at how has that changed the hazard profile within the county, and then what strategies are there to meet that. And there might not be substantial changes, but every 5 years we're required to take a look and to do that analysis or examination. As I said, we're meeting on the 10th to develop and look at local capabilities. We are working with the county's Office of GIS. and we are developing data sets based upon what is called the HAZIS, which is a federal software program to do hazard and vulnerability assessments, and base that upon structural design for really three hazards: earthquake, flood, and wind load. And we're doing those map sets with the county GIS, and that's actually a good thing, because then the county will have that data and they'll have those map sets where they belong with county planning and GIS. We have taken steps to engage the community as well, and I think that's a very important process. That is a mandate, but it's also an important process to have that engagement. On the Office of Emergency Operations, there is a page and landing area that has the existing hazard mitigation plan, the strategies that we're doing, and we'll be putting the updates there as well, so that individuals can comment. And there is also a comment zone, so they can click and provide comments, and they have. And those comments have been collected and recorded, and are part of when we talk to the municipalities or we talk to the county for the unincorporated area. We'll talk about, this is what we've received as feedback. What are your opinions about this? How are these, how do these play into your priorities and your concerns for risk and hazards and vulnerabilities? We've also held public meetings, including an update meeting with Planning Zoning Board, our commission, where we let them know what we're doing. And it's important to know that, because then as they update plans and strategies, it'll tie into their existing capabilities and their responsibilities. Good. Okay. We've held those public meetings, and the next public meeting is scheduled for September 1st. We'll have a good bit of the draft plan done for the Hazard Mitigation Steering Committee to review and to provide comment for, and there will also be a public meeting there. The draft plan is expected to be submitted to Delaware Emergency Management in September, and we're hoping to actually get them some of the draft materials so that they can start the review process. They have time to review it, and then it will be submitted to FEMA after we update it based on the state's recommendations. When it is submitted to FEMA, FEMA will review it, provide comment, and may approve it pending adoption by council. And it's important to understand that, because that's when we come back to you with a plan that has been reviewed by the county, the state, and the federal government, and say, this is the strategy that the municipalities have recommended, this is the strategy that FEMA has provided comment on, and you have the choice to adopt that. So we will be back to visit you as well before it becomes final rule.
Joe, a question. You've got a place on a website to make comments, probably can make comments, is that
yes.
correct? Have we made the public, or have we advertised this to the public, or done a press release, or done something that says, here's a spot you can go to?
Yeah, we have been advertising
okay.
this. We're actually working with Mr. Guy. We're going to issue a press release for them the upcoming meeting
okay.
and tell people where they can go to provide comment. And we have been getting comments through that page.
Good. Good.
Mr. Mangieri and some of the other folks have actually seen those comments.
Very good.
And we also at the planning zoning, we did also announce it there as well, so that we made it public there.
Well, is it easy to find, Joe, when you go to our website? Is it like on the first page, or do you have to go look for it?
You have to go on the EOC's page under the departments, click on EOC, and one of the tabs on the left says All Hazard Mitigation Plan. When you click on that, all
okay.
the material's there.
I mean, my suggestion would be, if somebody goes to our website who doesn't go very often is looking for this, it might be nice if there's like, isn't there like a list of things that are happening at the county, current things happening? Is it? I just think it should be on maybe the initial page.
I'm looking at Mr. Guy.
Well, I'm just saying, I don't know. I don't go to our site that often, but I'm just saying it would be nice to have.
The Emergency Operations Center is listed under the main strip at the top. There's a storm ready link there, and when you click on that, it'll take you to the All
right.
Hazards Mitigation. The All Hazards Mitigation Plan itself is not directly linked to from the main page. I've got the press release written, and I can put a direct link there. We'll certainly promote it on social media. I may be able to talk with IT and see if there's something we can
do. I just think a lot of people, if they're like me, though, Chip, they'd hear about this, and
sure.
I'll go to our website.
Right.
And then they may not be sophisticated enough to figure out which department this and that. I'm just saying, on the front page, I thought we sometimes listed things that are happening, current happening, whatever. I just would suggest putting it on the front page, because we are looking at this now for the next couple months.
We'll also have
the
press release.
Make it easy. I'm just trying to make it as easy as possible for.
I think we can talk to IT about doing that, but we'll also have the press release on the main page.
Well, that's fine, but so the press release comes out once, then a couple of days go by, it's gone.
It'll stay on the carousel on the main page, so the link will be there. Okay. There are a number of ways we can do it,
right.
But yes.
I think the important thing is just so the public has all the access that they can't have
make
to
it. Easy
it's up to them to do it, obviously. But
we'll do everything we can to disseminate and broadcast it.
One question.
Mrs. Deaver.
Overall, people, I think, are going to wonder, what if Sandy had hit our coast? Are we any more prepared than we were when it didn't hit our coast, when it went into New Jersey? But, you know, that's what I think they're going to wonder.
Well, the document will...
Is there any change?
I understand. The document will look at not necessarily the preparedness, but we will look at exposure and risk.
Uh-huh.
And we'll look at the types of incidents that have occurred that have caused damage.
Right.
And that's where that kind of comes out, is that we have more or less damage. Is damage relocated because of development? Do we have larger gaps of damage in different areas? So we do look at that as some of it. We're fortunate in this area that while we have had storms and floods, the catastrophic nature of, say, what happened in Long Beach Island in New Jersey or in Long Island in New York during Sandy did not have that kind of catastrophic effect in South Jersey and Delaware. Substantial. Please don't misunderstand. I'm talking catastrophic where there's complete loss of community.
Well, I seem to see in my memory a line that I thought was headed for Delaware, and it sort of didn't go there. It went elsewhere.
Yes, ma'am.
You know, the path of that storm.
That is true. The morning and, the day before, the first 24 hours before Sandy hit,
right.
It was originally targeted to come through the Darmo River Peninsula into Philadelphia and make a right turn and visit New Jersey.
Mm-hmm.
It didn't happen that way.
Okay, so are we going to make preparations then to be more prepared now as we were then? Is this what I understand we're doing here?
Just an overall question. This plan addresses what we can do
mm-hmm.
in the community level to prevent the damage from occurring.
Okay.
What you're talking about is the preparedness, which is not involved in this per se. This is where the Emergency Management Office,
mm-hmm.
this is our evacuation plans, our
mm-hmm.
shelter.
On the spot.
Yes.
Yeah, when it happens.
Right. A homeowner won't be reading this and then going back and doing something to their house. It just to prevent something, you know.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I just don't see that happening.
So it's on this when it's happened,
this is just what
we're going to do.
Way to get us out of the area if it's coming at us.
Okay.
Well, what's going to happen here?
Mr. Wilson?
They're going to go back and nail shutters on it, and when they come back, that's not going to be there.
Shutters, everything in shutters, all will be gone.
Just the shutters.
We're going to have to get control of those that's got the steering wheel on the storm.
That's it. That's what Joe did last day. He put a turn right sign here on the coast.
Yeah, we did. That's good.
Any more questions, Council?
I do.
Mr. Arlette.
I mean, the bigger picture here, if you would, and thank you for what you're doing. I think everybody needs the reassurance of what we're doing is proper and to their best interest. So I do appreciate you for doing this. But I think the bigger picture is, are there recommendations as you go through this process and you do the analysis of the last 5 years of what has happened, what has not happened? I mean, are there actually true recommendations that you will provide to this county as what we could do better?
There will be discussions.
Or perhaps even that maybe we're overemphasizing in some areas. And I mean, so that's the question I have is, at the end of this, are we going to have something tangible that we can see, that we can look at, and it makes further decisions that would benefit the county and the residents?
The nice thing about the process is the municipalities, and this is why we do it the way we do it with the meetings over the next 2 days, the municipalities have a chance to come in and brainstorm together. What is their existing capabilities? What are the problems that they're facing? What has shifted? And build strategies together. What we'll do is advise and recommend with the municipalities, but it is their strategies that come forward in the document, their priorities and strategies. And that's done for a variety of reasons, but the old adage is people tend to support what they help create.
Right.
Rather than pushing down, it's an aggregate of strategy that locals can adopt and support. And look for resources to fund, which is another part of this.
Sure. I mean, it's much bigger than the county because, I mean, obviously, in the end game, it's a team effort, as we have all been to EOC during a challenge. I mean, there's a lot of state agencies involved, and there's a lot of utilities involved. It's a team effort here. So in the end, you know, we're looking to to determine how we can work, continue to work with our partners of how we can better ensure the safety of the residents. So that's what we would be looking for.
One more question.
Well, Mrs. Deaver.
If we get into trouble and Sandy hits, or no, Sandy's sister hits us, will FEMA be there?
That I can't answer, ma'am. I can tell you that
he doesn't work for FEMA.
I don't work for FEMA.
Oh, I'm sorry.
So.
I thought FEMA was involved
here.
He's
a consultant.
You're the consultant.
He just works for us.
Yes, ma'am. Actually, what happens is that when we start working through one of these storm events, we're already on the phone with the State Emergency Management Agency, and typically there's a FEMA rep in the state EOC.
Right.
So FEMA's already looking at what's happening, and they're already pre-planning how they're going to react.
Okay.
So
okay.
The short answer is yes, they
yes.
will be here. Sometimes the question comes when. You know, I tell people all the time, if you talk to folks that have experienced some of these catastrophic events, mm-hmm. the federal response doesn't get there until 24, 48 hours into it afterwards.
Right.
But that's why we have to be prepared to try to react to this the best
and this
we can.
And this is basically a requirement.
Absolutely.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
It's mandated that we do mm-hmm. this, and we're doing it.
Mm-hmm. Correct.
It's not going to stop a storm. It's not going to do it. You know, just going to tell us what to do when a storm comes.
Mm-hmm.
Any more
mm-hmm.
questions to council?
Thank you.
We go to Sam Wilson's farm.
Okay.
There you go. Go inland.
Mr. Arlett.
Go in high yeah. ground, wherever that might be in Delaware. The municipalities. So are you reaching out to all of our towns? Is that what, when you say that, is that what you're referring to?
We,
And who at the towns are you reaching out to?
We talk to the town managers and town council members. We invited them in the beginning of the process, and this past week, my folks back at the EOC have actually called every municipal and asked them to sign up for a time slot for the next 2 days so that they can become part of this, because it is important that we
Absolutely.
Hear their voice too.
And what's the response there from our towns? We have 22, right, in the county. So do we have numbers? I mean, who's participating, who's not participating?
Yes, we have, I can tell you who's called in up to this point. There are 15 out of the 22 have already contacted us. So that's, honestly, that's a very good percentage. And we continue to reach out to them. It's not just we just send one blurb and then forget it. I'm emailing them the documents as they come along. We're calling them to remind them. So they are involved in the process.
Okay.
And the requirements that were mandated to us to do this plan, because we're providing this service for the towns don't have to do
Absolutely.
A similar plan. So this is, again, we're helping. They pay us county tax dollars, and this plan will cover them so they don't have the same, you know, bureaucratic red tape. Right.
In the county plan.
Right.
So the locals, municipals feed into the county plan, and then the county plan feeds into
anyway, the only reason I'm saying that, Mr. President, is just basically sometimes people say, you know, what do we get for tax dollars from the towns? Here's another situation where the towns are piggybacking on a county project, and then we'll benefit. So.
Any more questions to council?
Yeah, if there's anything in District 5 that hasn't responded, let me know. Please.
I will take care of that.
Why couldn't we call WBOC and get by saying information?
About the
Don't answer
plan?
That. Don't even go there.
And as my memory has, I think 25 towns, if I'm not mistaken, right? I think in the county. So, but
Rob's getting older as he's been
I
here,
just,
and his
you
memory's
know.
Going, but getting better as he sits here. That's good. That's good.
Fire companies, I think.
I've been here all my life,
21.
And I'm not even sure how many towns there are.
And 25.
Okay. So. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank
Thanks
you.
For the update,
Council,
and look forward to seeing the end result.
Sorry, I thought you were
Thank
FEMA.
You. No, ma'am.
I like
she,
you a lot
she was
better
gonna
now.
She was going to unload on you.
You're better. You're good. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
She gets a